Too late.
Oh, that's cold. That's a little cruel.
Your intern has betrayed you.
I'm not betraying anybody. I just don't like them.
This is called Always I'm Crap by Bon Jovi.
This Romeo is bleeding, but you can't see his blood.
It's awesome. What's
it's
wrong
nothing
with you?
But some feelings that this old dog
pull
kicked
it up.
It's been raining since you left me. Now I'm drowning in the flood.
That's beautiful.
You see, I've always
much better than the sappy crap you listen to.
Without you, I give up.
Oh my goodness. Did his kid write these lyrics? Seriously, he didn't write this.
It's beautiful. You're not even listening to it.
Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore. But baby, that's just me. Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, God.
You can't even
can't.
Hit that note. You couldn't even try.
I would like to hit him hitting that note.
You have no musical talent whatsoever. You have no...
I don't have to have musical talent to be able to recognize musical talent.
That's terrible. How could you... Never mind.
I like...
Oh, there we go. Now, this is something I like. I like this song.
It's just so cheesy. All right. I like cheesy. I like cheesy pizzas. I like cheesy sandwiches.
It's not cheesy. I've listened to this. I
even like
to your
cheesy country and western music.
That's the problem right there.
And I could
country western music.
And I could deal with this if you would just admit it's cheesy.
It's not cheesy. I'm not going to ever admit that to you. First of all, he is extremely talented and he's gorgeous.
Okay, then wait,
there's
wait, just a second.
There's two things right there you don't
just
have.
Just a second. I think this is more about how pretty he is than how
well,
good he is.
You know, that helps.
A little bit. She admitted
wait
some
a minute.
Of it. Oh, well, we have a
no.
confession. We
I also think
confession.
Jennifer Knapp is pretty, and I think she's got a great voice, too.
See, I don't find Jennifer Knapp at all attractive.
You don't think so?
I think she looks very butch. I don't think she's attractive
at
all.
I like a tough look.
But I love her music.
Well, see, she's got that tough look.
I think that Tom Petty is ugly as sin. I think he looks like he got run over by a tractor.
John Bon Jovi's gorgeous.
His music.
Yeah, but John Bon Jovi's gorgeous.
Yes, he is, but he can't sing with the crap.
Did I hear that? Whoa! That's on recording.
No, I admit he's a pretty boy. Oh
no, he's not a pretty boy.
I will admit he's a pretty boy. I have no problem admitting that.
What do you call a pretty boy?
He wears his hair long. He wears his pants tight.
No, he doesn't have long hair. That goes to show
he's a pretty boy.
That goes to show how you have not been paying attention. He hasn't had his hair that long since the 80s. Hello, that was 20 years ago.
Hello, I don't care. He was forever etched in my mind in the exact pose of which you posted my picture.
I didn't do that. I don't even know how to do that.
On
that was your
face.
Friends, the ones that are not backing me up right now. Those
backing
are your friends.
You up, they're behind you.
Well,
with knives.
With knives. No, they're not. They love me. Yeah, there you go. See?
I'm with you, Brad.
Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, you
I appreciate
pay him.
It.
That's why. You're
no,
paying
I'm
Dan.
Not, I'm not being paid at all.
And I bought you Dr. Pepper, and you're sitting over there.
I said thank you. You can't hold it over me. You can't. It's unfair.
You know what she can do, though, is lay you down in a bed of roses. Because that's what Bon Jovi would do.
You know what I find funny?
What?
That last song called Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yes.
Don't
just take
say
the
it.
Last two words out.
That's what that's what I say. But that's just mean.
Ooh, can we photograph faces?
Facey's Grace?
Facey's.
That would be hard to do.
He is a family man. He's got like four kids.
Yes.
He's been married to the same woman for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
He's
no
great.
Yes.
He stands
I just
for
said that.
All this morale that you just can't see. He's great.
Wait. Morale? Or morals?
Could, morals, I meant.
He could be a nice person, but yes.
He's a wonderful person.
I'm not arguing
I've
the fact
him.
That he's not a great
he's
person.
A terrible, I've met him.
I will admit position. That he is a good person.
He can donate.
You never
sure
talked to him.
He's a great person.
He can donate.
How did you say he's a great person?
Charities.
You don't even
well,
like
because
him.
Because I didn't say I didn't like him. I've never said I didn't like him.
Yes, you have.
No, I think
no.
His music
say,
is crap.
Yeah, you like him so much you call him Von Crappy.
He is Von Crappy.
No, he's not. No.
He's Von Cheesy, too.
You know what? If you had some musical ability, I could understand.
Oh, see how it got personal? It's just like a liberal to turn on you when you try to argue
hold
logic.
Hold on. Let's keep this clean here, folks. Let's keep the attacks on...
like a liberal.
Let's keep the attacks on Bon Jovi, because he's the one who deserves it. We've got photographers. This is like some kind of press debate. This is insane. This is insane.
The paparazzi are after us.
I know. Let's just keep the terrible remarks to Bon Jovi, the one who deserves them.
Now, this is the only song...
Wait a minute. I heard that.
Good.
That's a good song.
In this song, he has something.
Something.
And then he lost it.
What does he have then?
It ran away.
I don't know. When I heard this song when I was a kid, and I heard this song, I went, that's cool. I like that.
So there was a point where you did like him.
There was a point where I listened to this song and went, that's cool. I like it.
But I want to know how your music compares to this, because your music is ridiculous.
My music is ridiculous.
I've heard it.
What?
Taste?
What?
You have such sappy music.
My music is
You have
ridiculous?
A show about sappy music. You're like, oh, let's call in and sing sappy love songs. I couldn't even think of one because I listened to real music.
Well, if I...
I didn't have any sappy crap.
If I was going to have like a cheesy songs that I liked, Bon Crappy might be on there.
Not cheesy. Cheesy and sappy. No. No, you like... Like,
what? Give me an example. Just and I'll play it for the
you
people.
You like of sappy stuff?
Sappy stuff that I like that you're accusing me of lacking.
Barry Manilow. Neil Diamond. You were high-fiving Tim with the Neil Diamond. There's something wrong with that.
How do you spell Neil?
Yeah, you spelled it right there.
Okay.
N-E-I-L.
You can't spell Neil. There you go.
That doesn't matter.
Okay, I don't have like 10 of his albums or anything like that.
He's not
that.
On your iTunes?
But no, he's not on my iTunes. But there's something campy enough about him that is just, it's infectious. I mean, that his songwriting.
Infectious is like a disease? That would be about right.
So
like lice.
Lice aren't infectious.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
This is like the Vegemite you made me eat. Dun, 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 dun. Are you kidding?
Where it began.
Yeah.
You need like a lollipop in your hand while you do that.
Sure.
That's ridiculous.
Of course.
Oh my gosh.
But I admit it's ridiculous. It's ridiculously silly and it's ridiculously fun.
It's not fun. It's stupid. That's just stupid.
And spring became. I know. I need to get my haircut. Yes, yes. I have an appointment to get my haircut. Right now, I'm winning an argument.
Okay. You're not winning an argument.
Neil Diamond is better than Bon Jovi. And we've established this.
You know what? No. The whole board has completely jumped in this Bon Jovi thing against you. All I did was
Let's take a vote in the room.
No. What? Everybody's jumped in. They've made pictures of you with Bon Jovi, you kissing Bon Jovi.
Really?
I've set a whole standard across the board. I'm surprised so many people are not jumping in right now and going, go crazy.
They may be jumping in and saying, go crazy.
I paid them well. They
but
should.
We have established that your like of Bon Jovi's music has more to do with your crush on Bon Jovi than his actual musical talent.
No.
You can't
that's
deny
not
it.
True. No.
No. Yeah, that's
I do
what you
have
said.
A crush on him. I think he's gorgeous.
There you go.
I think of so, all the
So, your opinion of his music is tainted by...
No.
Your attraction to him.
He's got great songs.
No, he does not.
You are 19 years old.
you see how she pulled out the age?
I know.
Age discrimination?
Doesn't matter.
Threw you under the bus?
I know.
You're his intern.
No.
Yes, you are.
Not in this.
And not in this?
Not in this.
You don't know music.
I do so
you do?
Know music. Yes.
See how her attacks get so personal when we're
Shania
just discussing
Twain.
This?
All right. Well,
she's emotional. She has an
YouTube.
Emotional... So it's not a it's pure intellectual
no, you know what? We
evaluation
protect our
of
own.
His music. It's an emotional thing.
No, we
got to
protect
Grace.
Our own. We got to protect our own.
She's from New Jersey.
That's right. Yeah, see
don't
that right there.
Stoop to her level.
Okay,
don't
but
stoop.
What?
Okay,
oh
but
my
wait,
goodness.
Wait, 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 wait. Protect our own. So, Bruce, let's talk about Bruce Springsteen, a real artist with real talent and real musical ability.
He sounds like he's
who's
like
proven himself
dying.
Over the years.
He can't breathe when he sings.
To produce better and better music as he ages and to stay relevant to our culture.
He's old.
And Bon Crappy's still singing about going home again.
He's had one song, Bruce Springsteen, that I've loved. Yes, and that was Jersey Girl. That's a great song.
Wonder why.
Well, is there a question?
Nope.
Well, unfortunately, I have to get my hair cut now.
So oh, Lissy. Yeah, it's because you know you're losing.
Well, no.
Because my wife made the appointment. If I don't go, I'll...
Thank you. Look at this. I love Tim. I want you all to know I now love Tim. He's my friend.
So, take over here for me.
Okay.
When you're done, push stop.
Okay.
Oh, now I have to deal with you?
Now I'm going to get fought against by Gracie.
Oh.
That's mean.
Keep it up, and I'll call Luke and ask him to join me.
He won't join you.
He won't join me.
No.
Yes, he will.
Is he a Bon Jovi fan?
No, but he'll stick up for me.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will. Won't you, Luke?
No, he'll stick up against me. That's different.
That's all I need.
No, that's not fair. Now you're getting personal again. You're cheating. That's what you're doing. You're cheating.
So?
You're cheating, and you're not even cheating for a good... So? You're not even cheating for a good cause.
There were no rules set before this.
There were so.
Dan, do I need to get you a phone book to help you get up a little higher?
You
are...
That's it. I claim I win, and because I'm sitting behind the main computers, I get to vote.
Oh, you get to be Brad for a day.
I get to be Brad. This is what it's like being an intern.
Brad for a day.
He knew when the boss was away, the intern can play.
Gee, maybe Brad will let you wear his clothes, too. You can be Brad for a day.
No thanks. That's fine.
No, if he's going to wear anybody's in this house, it's probably going to have to be
Helen's.
Helen.
Are you all right there, Faith? You okay?
She's trying to hang herself.
Hang herself.
I know.
God left me with all
you
these
can't
people.
Hear Bon Jovi. I can hear the Bon Jovi. I want to do it too.
You want to hang
Help
yourself?
Help me, Faith. I helped you in the kitchen.
Are you pro or against Bon
like
Jovi?
I have. I am. Fair to Midland.
But you're more against, right?
I can take that. I can handle that.
I think he's really cute.
Yeah, no. We're talking about musical talent, not necessarily looks, because Brad admitted that.
I think that he can sing well.
Thank you.
And his songwriting abilities?
Not so good.
But he doesn't write all his songs.
Well, in that case, that's the person who needs to be shot.
Shot.
Because the songs are bad.
They are. Bad.
They're terrible.
But I was 16, I didn't know. It was bad.
Well, when I was 16, I knew.
Well,
that was only 3 years ago.
We both didn't know anything.
When we were 16.
That's right. When you're 16, you know nothing.
I did so. I knew something. Larry?
Larry?
What?
Come on, Larry.
Pick a side of the table.
You have to fly home with me, so...
Pick a side of the table. Are you picking our side, the good side, or are you picking her, side?
I'm going to have to pick her side.
Why?
I'm flying home with her.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I'm sleeping in a room with you. We're sharing a room, so balance here.
Go ahead, Larry. Tell them how you feel.
I think Bon Jovi is a very talented artist.
I am so
Larry,
thankful.
Larry.
And that he really has his pulse on popular culture.
Yeah, but he's 20 years behind.
No.
20 years behind.
Still.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What do you mean 20 years behind? You live in New Zealand, which is like in another world.
We're not getting personal, remember.
No, I know, but what would you know about getting behind?
I have more American friends than New Zealand friends.
Brad couldn't even stay in here. Oh, I have to get my hair cut because he knows I'll win this argument.
No.
The whole board laughs because he hates Bon Jovi so much.
Because they know deep down that he's right.
But see, that's what we should discuss, is why does it get to him so much?
Because
what is that insecurity within himself that he can't handle? Is a competition?
Sorry.
It's not an insecurity. It's the fact that he's right Bon Jovi is a terrible musician.
No, I think that he feels some sense of competition there.
I don't think so.
I don't think he should worry. But
the only competition problem he has is Ricky Martin. That would be his only competition.
Ricky Martin?
Bon Jovi has a competition with...
The one who sings...
No, if he's talking about competition as far as anybody I would think is good looking, Ricky Martin.
The one who does Talk to Me. Talk to Me, Tell Me Your Name.
Yeah, that's him.
Is that him? I don't know.
Yeah, that's him.
The William Hung
Shake Your
Bon
Bon, Shake Your Bon Bon.
And
Living the Beat.
See, there you go. See, he listens to that kind of stuff. That's why...
Brad doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
He hates that music.
Oh, he hates that music.
He hates that music, but I think he's good looking.
So do we have an agreement on taste? Do you like that kind of music?
Ricky Martin? No. Yeah.
No? Okay, so we have an agreement.
I think William Hung did a better job.
Oh!
but he's still good looking.
You get who William Hung is?
No.
He's good looking, but that... Bon Jovi has both going for him. He's got these incredibly good looks, and he's very, very good. He's got beautiful songs. They're so romantic.
He has beautiful hair.
He has gorgeous
They're not beautiful songs.
He has beautiful hair.
They're beautiful songs.
One of them was hair. His hair is beautiful.
I haven't heard it called beautiful, but I can see why you would say that.
Yes.
Beautiful hair. See, Brad's not here. She can open up now.
But I don't like his singing.
No.
That's okay.
I don't like his singing either. Or the songs he sings. I think they're terrible. They're catchy. I'll give him that.
What songs have you heard?
I've heard The Boys Are Back in Town. And that
no, that's stupid. I don't like
Living on a Prayer.
That's a great song. How did you like that?
No. Oh, that brings back childhood memories
that
of the
so
Year 8
well
social
done.
Where I sat on the middle of the floor because nobody would dance
with
me.
You know what?
Aww.
That's what it is.
I'd have danced with you.
No.
So that's what it is. So you weren't living on a prayer.
No, I wasn't.
You weren't living on a prayer.
Can you please go and hit Tim? Please?
I'll throw the Vegemite at him and it'll kill him.
He can hear me. You should tell him what I said.
Do you know what? Should I repeat what you said? That. Let's make Tim out to be the bad guy. He made some kind of sly remark.
You said you were sitting alone on the dance floor and couldn't get anyone to dance with you because at that age you were what? A foot and a half tall?
Tim is a wonderful person.
No, he's not.
I love you, man. I really do. But
shh, you were doing well.
Stop. Stop it. I love you. You had me and I love you.
You did really well. Up till that point, you were fine. Now sit in your seat and shut up.
At least I can remember when I was in eighth grade.
It's only funny because it's true.
That was pretty good.
What year was that, Tim?
They didn't have this calendar.
We were still going by the sun.
My calendar got destroyed by the dinosaurs.
It was the fourth moon into the reign of King Og.
Oh my goodness.
King Og the second.
Yeah, the second, yeah.
That was good.
Anyways, moving back to Bon Jovi and how much he's terrible.
Oh, family show, so you won't use the real word. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, Bon Crappy. I'll say Bon Crappy.
No, you were going to say the other word. That's very bad. You can't say words like that.
What? But
you were going to say the S word.
No, I wasn't. I was not.
She's trying to get you in trouble.
No. Can you see the kind of limits that the Jersey girl is going to?
Stupid? Bon stinky?
Bon no. Terrible
there's
singer?
There's no limit. There's no rules. We didn't set any rules before.
We did.
I'm using the Jersey rules, and I'm telling you.
I'm using the Christian rules, and I'm telling you that he shouldn't sing.
Oh, the Christian rules. Well, you know what? If you're using Christian rules, then you shouldn't talk like that about people.
I'm not talking about... I think he's a nice man. I've seen the kind of thing he does.
You've never even met him. See, I've actually met him. I've touched his hand.
That's the way you... That's why you are the way you are.
It's a family
Absolutely. I've met him.
Okay.
Not once, not just once or twice, like three times.
That's fine. You can meet him, and I would like to meet him.
He's a wonderful... He smiles. Everybody loves him. Now, back in New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen's also come in that area, and Geraldo Rivera... Nobody likes either one of them. But Bon Jovi, they're like, oh my gosh, he's such a nice guy. He walks up and down Red Bank. He goes in the coffee shop. He will be so nice to everybody. He's not stuck up like a lot of these stars that are out there.
Mm.
So, you know, he goes out there. He goes to the bagel store. I've seen him at the bagel store.
A bagel store a good singer does not make.
Bagel store not a good singer does not make.
Just because he's a nice man doesn't mean he's a good singer.
He's a very good singer. He makes millions of dollars. He's got to be good.
Because there are
silly
people.
Actually, he is a good singer. He just not that... I mean, it's just not quality.
No, it's not.
Well...
That's my argument.
Okay.
And I'll agree with that he can be a nice man... And
no, but he's got good... Well, I like his music.
Maybe he can sing on a couple of his songs. Look at that. But his songs are terrible. His songs are terrible.
You say they're commercial, but they're not quality.
He's bringing in the...
They'll sell.
Oh,
they'll sell because they're catchy. But
they're catchy?
They're
like
catchy.
What? Like what?
It's like Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Seriously? He can't write songs, okay?
Okay.
Here's the mic for you, Tim.
Listen. Now, listen. Now, just a minute. Now, hold up. Paul McCartney is, yes, part of the Beatles. I get that. But John Lennon was the one who could really write the songs. Paul McCartney wrote "I Want to Hold You." They're very catchy, but they're not good. They're catchy.
They're corny.
I'm sorry. I want to hold your hand. Hey, yeah, that's greatness.
I mean, really,
as far as quality, that's all I'm saying.
But Bon Jovi never wrote a song like that.
That's all I'm saying. He writes about Paul McCartney.
Loving you.
I just can't talk anymore.
You can go.
You just gave him a heart attack. Look at that.
Poor Tim. He just fell over.
He's got to have another respiratory treatment.
Larry won't speak to me anymore the whole night.
Have you heard Paul of what we're thinking of? No More Lonely genius. Nights.
A genius.
Is that Paul McCartney?
Genius.
A genius because he knows how to write. He should have been a commercial writer. He could have written jingles for commercials.
And as far as I can
see, jingles for commercials.
Here we go.
Sir, well, that's right.
We need the disco ball.
Here he is. Until I call you, you've only got my heart on a string,
and everything a flutter. A flutter? Okay, I'm gonna go.
What do you want to bob your head? Ready? Bob your head. Ready?
Bob your head. Everybody's bobbing. Very nice.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that this music video is terrible.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. Hey, George Harris, though. Remember, what was that one? What was that one where all the animals talked in the video? Remember that?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What was that video?
I don't remember.
Remember that in the
80s? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Tim!
Pull up George Harrison. I'll remember it when you bring him up.
But see, like, I don't like this either.
He had in the 80s.
No, I don't like it.
No?
This was something when I was like 8 years old I listened to.
But it sells. Paul McCartney still sells.
So, I mean, not...
Yeah, but you know what, too? He also came from the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No. All of them that, well, George Harrison and him, when they pulled away, even John Lennon, you know, everyone that pulled away and did it as a solo artist, they really made up very pretty, very well, really.
Mm. You know, we've been arguing about this for almost 20 minutes.
Well, absolutely. We'll argue continually.
We got to get ready for supper.
Yeah.
All right.
So, the final comments from everybody around the table. And after you say your final words, you're not allowed any more final words. So.
You're wrong. I'm right.
Okay. Larry?
He's a genius.
Faith?
Fair to Midland.
Tim?
I want to hold your hand.
And my final words are, I'm right and Gracie is wrong and so is Brad. Brad is right and Gracie is wrong.
Oh, you're a suck up.
Yeah. Okay.
I love you anyway, Dan.
Yeah, I love you too.
You still are moldable, honey. We can still work on you a little
bit. You're
not
going to mold me. You can't mold me.
No, but I'm going to be, you know, when I go back on Sunday, I realize that you're going to be under Brad's influence, but that's okay.
No, I'm not going to be under Brad's influence.
Yes, you are.
No.
Yes, you are. You'll be under John's influence.
No.
I'll have to work with John a little bit.
Yeah, you might do. Anyway, Bon Jovi is terrible. Goodbye.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.